Good morning, dear friend. Today, the 20th of June, the year 2011. And we are on the fifth day of the health retreat in Nutford Town, England. This morning, we will wrap up with all of the property of the regular food and vegetable we can use on the daily basis as the source of nutrition, as well as medicine to correct whatever the problem, the imbalance in our body. Because the time limits thing, so we can go briefly over real quick. And then I will send you the information for this one. In general, the vegetable, especially the juice, when we use the juice extractor, it have capacity or it have activity to provide the nutrition and the mineral for our body to build up more than cleansing. On the other hand, the fruit, it have a more activity for provide sugar and cleansing activity. And on this list, I give only about 24-25 the most valuable vegetable we can use. Some it almost have available all year round, but some it have to depend on the season. For example, the first one, the asparagus. This is very good and it have a warming activity. Usually it have it available during the end of spring and summer. It have many activity. As you see, it can go to the kidney. It have anti-inflammatory activity. It can go into the circulation system. It can help for the lung, the kidney, and also the diabetic. Especially, it's very helpful for the female. And now, a lot of cancer center, they use fresh juice of asparagus to treat for cancer too. But this is only the fresh one, don't use the canned or the tin one. No good. Secondly, we have beet. As you remember, the other day we have a table of all the conditions we can use the vegetable and fruit for treatment. Carrot and beet is the most common, almost on 95% of all the formulary. The reason because it have a neutral activity, it can go into the heart, can go to the central nervous system, go to the circulation system. It not only can supply the nutrition, it have a cleansing activity. It help the liver or the digestive system in general, as well as it can help for the female hormone. It can help for any the stagnant or obstruction in our GI tract as well as in the cardiovascular system. First one, when you see,
Excuse me, could you just clarify for us what you define beets? What do you define as beets? In what category?
Oh, what category? That's the red...
The beetroot.
The beetroot, oh, okay. Yeah. The sweet one. Next one in the broccoli. This one, it have many vitamin, and especially it have a high chlorophyll. The only problem with this one is anyone have bacillus, the big, the water.
Mm.
Okay, we be careful with this one. Otherwise, it's very good. And the new information, they can use this one to treat for the urinary tract infection or any tumor, any cancer in the urinary tract, bladder, kidney, something like that. The fourth one is the cabbage. This is very good. One of that specialty that the vitamin U. And look like we rarely or never heard about this vitamin. The reason because it specialized in the treatment, the healing for the duodenum and the stomach ulcer. So that's why they give the name, the abbreviation for ulcer, vitamin U, vitamin U. And it hard to extract this one, and then because the smell, it's very stinging when we use it raw. But it really, really good for people who have the stomach bleeding or ulcer. Also go into many different organ system. It can go to the lung, the GI tract, it can help for the skin, for external as well as internal. It can help for the varicose, the rheumatoid arthritis, wound, and now they can use that the cleansing. It's very strong for cleansing our system when the patient have a chronic disease or cancer. Because the activity it can very strong.
It's all this fresh.
Whoever can tolerate to that, we recommend to you the fresh juice.
For the cabbage.
Otherwise, okay, we cook it with the beetroot,
yeah,
and carrot, and we drink the broth.
Right.
Yeah, because if we can tolerate the fresh juice, it's better, but it's very pungent, very stinging. The fifth one, like beetroot, it have a neutral activity, and it can go to, because at the neutral activity, it can go up to help organ. It can go down, it can provide the nutrition, and it can help to extract the toxin out of the body. So it kind of play the intermediate role in everything. Going to lung, to spleen, to liver, and kidney. It can help to remove the stone and the tumor. That's why you see one of the formula we talking the other day. We use the sister K mushroom, bird duck, radish root, and carrot. On the other formula for tumor and cancer, we use this one and seaweed.
Carrot and seaweed together.
Yeah, we will learn about seaweed later on because it have an activity of shrinking the tumor or the polyp.
And did you say, what did you say to put with the radish?
are the other four ingredients in the broth, six kimut rum, the bird duck that is used in the Chinese market, in the Korean market.
Burdock, burdock leaves.
And then carrot and radish.
Yeah.
Only four of them. Yeah, we will go to that later on. And one of the very good activity for carrot, it can alkalize the blood. It have activity for anti-inflammatory antibiotic. As we always say from the beginning, it can have activity to go to almost every single organ in our body. The sixth one, that is the celery. This one we usually use for cleansing our body too, or when we change the diet from one to the other. When we eat, you remember about the combination of all kind of different group of food. When we eat different food, it far away, so it will kind of have a problem of indigestion or flatulence. So before we eat the new one far away, we can chew about few slice of celery. It will do the intermediate role. So our body will accept, and it's not really conflict or it have the problem with the digestion. And this one is a good one for treatment high blood pressure. The next one is cucumber. This one usually we use during the spring, summer, or the fall maximum. We should not use during the winter because it have a very cooling effect and it have a diuretic. And during the winter, our body need to preserve the energy and minimize the elimination of the water. But it's really good for detox our body, as well as it can go to clean up on the circulation system, the gastrointestinal tract. Really good to help for lower the blood pressure, especially when we have a damage on the blood volume, it's too high, the blood vessel is too thick. The next one is artichoke. This one we can use fresh one or the dry one. It can help for the lung, the liver, the diabetic. The next one we have a kale. This one usually we use during the fall or the winter to supply the energy for our body, as well as help to clean up our upper respiratory tract, because when the weather cold, our body, especially the upper respiratory tract, it have a tendency to secrete a lot of the mucus, and it become congested in the upper respiratory tract. That will be the good environment for the virus and the bacteria to grow up or invade and cause cold or flu or any other upper respiratory tract infection. As well as if during the winter our digestive system usually not really strong, and if we eat anything too cold, too damp, the GI tract will secrete a lot of mucus to protect itself too. So that's why we need to have a cabbage or kale to help to clean up all the milk secretion, too much in the GI tract, in the upper respiratory tract. Next one, this one usually have during the fall or the summer, the winter too. It helps to boost up the heat and the energy circulation. It helps to create synthesize blood, clear up all the coagulation or stagnancy in the cardiovascular system, as well as in the GI tract. This one we only should use during the spring and the summer only. Especially most of us nowadays have the problem with the overweight, overdamaged, over accumulated of the fluid in our body. So we should minimize using this one during the fall or the winter, especially at dinner time. For the mushroom, we have many kinds of mushroom, but the only three good ones. First is the common button. That is a tiny one. It has a long stem, white color. The second one is the black mushroom. What we use is crunchy.
Chinese.
Yeah, stems. Chinese. Mm-hmm. That one really good for clear up on the stagnant in our circulation system. It helps to lower blood pressure. It helps the kidney, the heat for the kidney. And the last one is the cytokine mushroom. This one it have a many good, even though it be classified as cooling or acidic. But when we use this one properly, not abuse that, it have a many positive effect. For example, it can lower cholesterol. It can help to clear up all the stagnant, the blockage in the circulation system. It can make our lung and our blood become more fluid, more fluent when it flow around the system. It have capacity at increase white blood cell, increase activity of our immune system, so it can help to fight back any infection, not only by bacteria, virus, but also for the abnormal cell growing in our body, like tumor or cancer.
Dried shiitake.
Yeah, or the mushroom, but the cytokine is the strongest one, and that activity.
Is it okay to use dried?
It's dry. Because if fresh or dry, the same thing. If we eat dry, it's better because it will let yin. Most of that, except for the cytokine, it's neutral. But the black mushroom and the common button mushroom, okay, they classify as cooling or zinc and acidic. So that's why when we eat dry one, it's better. Secondly, when we cook, we try to cook it at the low temperature, long time, and the drier the better. And the mustard green, this one have during the fall and the winter too. This one, it's really good As we already talked about the condition of motor disease, now most people have overdamaged, overaccumulated of fluid, toxin, and stagnant obstruction. So that's why we need to eat more vegetable or fruit. It have a positive, it have a warming function effect. It have a capacity to clear all the obstruction, eliminate all the mucus accumulate in our body. This one is easy. I think we can
grow. But in seeds, you buy seeds of the mustard?
No.
Or you buy them?
This one, it have a...
Is the wasaki the one that in Japan they use?
For? This one, it's a vegetable. It, I don't know, in a bio store, or usually they have it in the Chinese store, or
right.
In the Asian.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Asian
so
use this one a lot. It's big one. Yeah, it's a really big one. It you can use that at the steam. You can use that to cook in many different dishes. Yeah,
so
it's bigger than the kale. The kale is small. Let me see kale. Kale, you see, it's small,
yeah.
And the steam is long.
Mm-hmm.
But the mustard green, the steam is bigger. It's almost about. To our finger.
Like a broccoli stem. Like a broccoli stem. That's thick, isn't it?
Yeah, about that size. And the leaf is big, about 2 or 3 size of this one.
Oh.
Yeah. And it can survive very strongly during the winter.
Oh.
So that's why it's very, very warm, very zen. I don't know why it's easy to plant in the cold weather, but North America and Europe, the Asian can plant that, can eat that a lot, but look like the Westerner didn't know how to take advantage of that one. this one?
Going back to the artichoke, we have two kinds of globe artichoke above the ground. And
actually, we can use all three. We can use the leaf, we can use the root, and you can use the flower. The flower, we can use it fresh, or you can use dry. But the leaf and the root, we used to use it dry, because it's very bitter.
Bitter?
Yeah, it's bitter. It goes directly into your heart and your central nervous system to calm your mind. And it have activity to clean up all the stagnant, all the mucus accumulation. Only the flower, the bud, it's good as sweet. It go directly into the spleen to help the blood circulation and synthesize the new blood cell for cancer. But the other one, I don't think you dare to eat it. Fresh. It's very, very bitter. And the nightshade family. Most of the Westerners abuse this one. That's why we had a problem with big belly and mucus accumulated. It's good. It have some very positive medicinal effect. But and then because most of us abuse it, we eat too much. The reason, because the first when most of the Westerner diet eat more animal product, and then it's too zen, it's too high calorie, and it's too concentrate, hard for digestion. That's why they usually combine with all this one to neutralize it. And then slowly, it tastes good, it feels good, and most people abuse this one. And it become accumulated for all the damage, all the obstruction and stagnant. So we should minimize the use this one, especially in the form of liquid. When we cook, we try to cook for as dry as possible. For eggplant, you see, it have a capacity to shrink the tumor, so that is really helpful in term of treatment for tumor, cancer, hemorrhoid, any bleeding. For potato, it's very good for liver cancer because it helps to clear up everything. It has many different activity. It goes to many different organs, and the liver is the headquarter responsible for many activity. But we need to use the whole thing, the skin of that. Have a lot of nutrition and mineral in that, but most of us waste on the skin. We don't use the skin. And when we do the, when we cook potato, most of Americans, they eat the potato mass, they eliminate the skin. And then they mix that with the cream, and it might become more zinc and easy to have the bacterial growth, so they have food poisoning. So this is the most dangerous. But when we cook the whole thing with the skin and we bake it, this is the best nutrition source and vitamin mineral.
Can you cook?
Yeah, it's okay, but we bake better.
Okay.
Yeah, because we want the juice in there evaporate a little bit. When you steam, that means it still absorbs more water in.
Yeah.
For the tomato, the problem, because now most of us had issue with liver and kidney, so when we eat that one, it's very good. Again, it have all kind of activity, even though it be classified as cooling and acidic. But when we know how to cook, how to prepare that properly, it can have activity when it get into our bloodstream. It will convert to alkali. Alright? And as we already learned, every single product from the nature, it is balanced by itself. The nature already set up that one. But for example, it have a cooling, it have a diuretic, it will help to boost up the liver strength. It help many different activity in our body. But because now, so when it have that, it has to have the other one activity to count the balance. For example, the skin. It have many oxalates, so it can reduce, slow down the flow of kidney, because it have activity for increase diuretic, get more fluid, get more substance out. So now the oxalate come in to kind of counterbalance for that activity to let it flow evenly slower. As well as the flesh of tomato, it boosts up the liver too strong. So now the seed of the liver will slow down the liver activity to balance it out. That is in the old time, the nature already set up that. If we eat everything perfectly, correctly, so all that will have activity to counterbalance each other. But nowadays, because our liver overworked, so the toxin accumulated, it has to work more than any organ, so it becomes weaker. If we continue to use like that, the liver will become weaker and weaker, so that's why we need to eliminate the seed out. Our kidney now have to filter more and more, especially the Westerner drink too much water, eat too much meat and sugar and other toxic substance. So now the kidney has to work more. So if we have an oxalate in the skin to slow it down, okay, now it makes the kidney has to work more to eliminate the toxin. So that's why now we need to eliminate the seed and peel off the skin. Just take the good activity in the flesh only. And when we cook the tomato, except when we juice it, when we drink fresh. Otherwise, when we cook, we need to cook it to make it like a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put more water in that. So the same thing like potato, and it will be the same thing for the eggplant. Three of them, we have to treat the same. The eggplant, we can cut it, slice it, divide into quarter, not slice, and we dip it in the table salt for about 10-15 minutes to extract out the negative effect of that. And then we let it dry and we bathe it with olive oil, some herb, and that's it. Don't cook it in water. And when we eat all of this this better, we should eat at lunch, don't eat at dinner, especially during the winter. So we will have a positive effect, medicinal effect, but minimize the negative, the cooling effect.
Is it all right to put the egg on into tomato type sauce rather than use water? Because it's a very strong vegetable when you just cover it with oil and bread or something. For me, it always properties if you can put it into the tomato sauce.
Not usually go together.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's too potent already.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. And secondly, the taste it not go together.
Right.
The taste not go together, not good.
Mm.
And for the potley, this one of the richest vegetable for all kind of vitamin and activity. And we already talking about that yesterday. It's really good for energy during the winter. We got warming, pungent, bitter, and salty. All of this activity will help to boost up the kidney function and supply the energy for the cold weather. It also have capacity to increase digestion, detox on the toxic substance remain in our body, especially from the animal product. It also helps to get rid or clean up on the milk that accumulated in our body. So we can use this one every month, or we can cook and drink the broth every 3 months to clean up our system if we don't have an opportunity to do the fasting for purification. And for the radish, even though when we see it be classified as cooling, because when we compare it with carrot or with beetroot, it becomes cooling. But by itself, it has a very positive effect at pungent, and it helps to remove all the mucus under the stagnant in our body. It also helps to detox our body very good when we want to switch from the meat eater into the vegetarian. This is the best one to clean up our system, as well as when we have any chronic condition like psoriasis, eczema, any liver condition, it's too severe and then it spread out the whole body. we can use fresh shoots of radish root to clean up our body. It had the other one, it's much stronger, but we should not abuse. That's the horse radish. Very, very potent, only one tablespoon. But if we want to use that one, only one tablespoon, and we mix with this one, that is very potent, very pungent.
And is this the big white rat?
This one, it have two different, actually it have many different ones, depend on the color name, turnip, radish, red radish, black radish, the one with white peel, this one, and the one with black peel. But the one with black peel is usually smaller. That one stronger. The activity more potent. Yeah.
What about the radishes we get in England? The red ones?
Red one? The tiny one?
Yeah.
No, that one is not radish. They call different name.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that one different name. That one is very light activity.
So yeah. It's quite hard for us to get those more unusual radishes. So the Japanese one, the long one we had here,
yeah.
Is that has good properties?
It have, I think, not the, I think on American and French people, they plant that one a lot. I don't know why English people didn't plant that one.
What, the muli, the Japanese one?
No, the radish, the white one and the black one.
Right.
They have all over in every single supermarket.
What, in France?
Yeah. Only the yellow one. The yellow one is the Japanese one.
I think if you go to one of the Chinese...
Oh, you go to... Yeah, because only, I think, only some whole food store or the bio store, because they know the good activity, that's what they have. But in the normal supermarket, sometimes they have, sometimes not. I think Carrefour in France, Carrefour have
yeah.
it done. Carrefour have, and
so
Paris
just,
store have.
So it's just got a black, when you peel it, or if you're not, it's black, but is the flesh inside white? Or
it's still
it,
white, yeah, it's
yeah.
exactly the same thing.
Right.
It's just the peel outside black,
right.
and
okay.
the side is smaller. It's just about 18 centimeters long.
Like a carrot then, the size of a carrot really.
Yeah, but it. The diameter it's bigger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The white one is real big, but the black one is only about half or one third size of the other one.
Thank you.
Right. And the spinach. This one really good too, but be careful because it's very high calcium and oxalate. So the kidney stone. Browning people, be careful. Otherwise, this one very good for all kinds of the vitamin and chlorophyll, vitamin K.
I think there's one kind of spinach.
How the leaf is small, a big one.
It's very similar to ordinary spinach.
If it's the same family, it will be the same ingredient. It's just the concentration of more or less.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. less yeah.
yeah. And then the winter squash, this is the I love this one the most. The green, the dark green color peel, not the red one. And when we cook this one, we don't waste anything. We use everything from the peel to the seed. We don't waste anything. It's really good energy, medicinal, activity, lot of vitamin.
Do we get that particular one here? You said it's a squash, but it's got a green colour.
Yeah.
Is it green and white on the outside?
No, outside instead that we had the red orange colour,
yeah,
right?
So it's orange.
But the other one, okay, it's dark green.
Right.
Yeah, it's dark green colour. And the side is a little bit bigger, about... One and
oh,
a half,
right.
a double size, yeah, along
right.
this side.
Right. And it's very, it's round, it's not long.
Yeah, it's round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is that grown?
I think from America.
Yeah.
And from Mexico, from Spain. I don't know, but I saw everywhere.
Have you? Right.
Uh-huh. Just because the size is smaller, but people don't like it. People like the big size, but yeah, the big one, okay, it's not really good. The big one is the summer one. The summer one is only about one half or one third capacity of this one.
So it's dark green, but the flesh inside is orange.
Yeah, yeah. Inside is almost the same, but the texture is better, the taste and the content of all the vitamin and the carbohydrate is higher. This potato, it is really good too. I used to, before I discovered the chia seed, I used to use the winter squash and the sweet potato for diabetic patients, for migraine, for any cardiovascular disease, for people with the deficiency in nutrition deficiency, zinc deficiency, that have many different activities to boost up the immune system, help to increase the blood circulation, the heat circulation. This one similar to the radish. Last one we have seaweed. Even though it classified as cooling, but this is one of the most source of vitamin, mineral, and have a lot of medicinal activity. You see, it can help the blood, the kidney, the lymphatic system, liver, thyroid gland, clean up the cholesterol, fat, tumor, nodule, lung, edema, and calcium, mineral, everything really high content. So if we can have this one at least twice per week, we cook with red bean, black bean,